The following is a Poort FM podcast.
As mentioned earlier, we have Mubeen's Takeaways in studio with Mubeen and Samia themselves. Now, I already asked them the one question that we all want to know, and I have the answer, but you have to wait to get it for yourself. So welcome, guys, and we are so excited that you made time to speak to us today.
Thank you, and good day to all your listeners,
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for having us.
Cool. Okay, so firstly, congratulations on over two decades of serving us the best Eastern Indian cuisine in Esteras. I mean, you guys have been around. We were speaking about it earlier. Kotalainas used to be 5 rand, and at Choburg used to be 3 rand. And the quality of the food has been the same ever since. Ek meen, ek was a lighty. I'm coming in my PS uniform, and I'm Kenya Alvatsukons. So what is the secret for the success?
So thank you so much for the congratulations. Definitely hard work and sacrifice. According to my grandmother's motto, it's the early bird catches the worm, but also freshly prepared food on a daily basis and starting the day off with a prayer and trusting God always.
Correct. I like that. So you recently announced that Mubeen's will be relocating and opening a new store. Can you share some more details about the new location and what customers can expect?
So yes, the new location will be directly opposite the old shop, which the previous address was 80 Job Avenue. And our main aim is to continue with great services to our customers.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to jump into the recent events that happened, which is the robbery and the fire, right? How are you guys coping with the aftermath, and what support systems have been helpful throughout this process?
So I think you... Sorry.
No, it's okay.
So I think definitely... It was a learning opportunity. It was a difficult challenge, but always mindful that there's a silver lining around a dark cloud. And, you know, through faith in God's grace, everything will work out. The prayers and moral support of all customers has definitely been a contribution towards us navigating this challenge.
Correct. And then how has the community been responding to the news of you guys relocating? And what messages do you guys have for the loyal customers when you guys do reopen your doors?
So... We are humbled by the unwavering amount of support in form of messages, social media, as well as phone calls. And we'd like to express our gratitude to all. We look forward to seeing everyone and seeing all the familiar faces.
All right. So Mubeen's has been a staple in the Esteras community for years. How do you plan to maintain the same level of quality and service in the new location?
So, sorry, can you just repeat the question?
How do you plan to maintain the quality and level of service at the new location when you open the stores?
So I think continuously, you know, serving our customers and making sure that there's always room for improvement, making sure that it stays a generational business and staying up connected with technology and making sure that we incorporate new things such as Mubeen's perhaps becoming an Uber Eats offering.
I like the sound of it. If we're talking about Uber Eats offering, what is the radius going to be more or less? Or is it just an idea that you put in?
So it's
there?
An idea, but I think Pretoria.
Okay.
So like we cater for our customer bases in Pretoria, it will definitely be within that radius.
All right. So I'm going to take a break and then I'm going to play some music for our listeners. And then we're going to get back into the most important question and a few others, obviously. And then also just to pay the bills and keep the vibes going. It is Throwback Thursday, right? You're on Poort FM. It is your boy Shad. Kasi Drive. Let's go.
You are tuned into a Poort FM podcast.
We are continuing the conversation about Mubeen's Takeaway in the sense of the past, the present and the future. So what is the most popular dish on the Mubeen's menu, and are there potentially any new dishes coming into the menu?
Sure. So that's a tough one.
Okay.
It's very difficult to choose one meal, considering the variety on our menu. But if we really had to choose one, it would definitely be the Kotalina, since Mubeen's is known as the Kotalina King.
Correct.
And then I think something new is we would definitely be incorporating weekly Friday specials.
As Akne Bilis.
Potentially.
I love it. Okay, you recently had an incredible journey with Mubeen's spending over 20 years. What are some of the most memorable moments or milestones for you?
Sure, I have so many, I think, growing up in the shop, but definitely the tenure. Mm-hmm. So the shop operating for 27 successful years is definitely a big milestone. And I think what stands out to us the most is a lot of the time you have customers that come in and they used to buy Mubeen's when they were in high school. and attended school year, and now they come with their families or families of their own, and that definitely speaks to the generational success of the business.
I'm just going to circle back to the previous question in terms of popular dish. I would like to know what is your favorite dish, and there will be obviously your favorite dish.
So my favorite dish is between two, either fed cook and mince.
All right.
But I think my ultimate favorite is the steak cheeser.
Ah, okay.
Okay, mine is quite a few, but let me single out cheeseburger. And it's difficult.
No, virtually who full on doesn't say communist or bestial.
And I would say toasted steak.
Ah.
The cheeseburger and the toasted steak are my favorite.
All right. Then, how do you see Mubeens evolving in the next decade, and what are some of the goals for the business?
So, I think Mubeens, you know, has always been a family business, like I've said, and our vision remains for it to grow successfully throughout the generations. You know, as us, we have a lot of grandkids and kids. So for it to grow across the generations, we intend to keep up with technology, and like we've mentioned before, the Uber Eats offering, which is a good idea that we have, that we'd like to incorporate, because, yeah, I think it's time that it goes that far.
All right. So Mubeens has been praised for its casual atmosphere and friendly service. How do you ensure that your staff provides exceptional customer service?
So definitely continuous training to our staff. We are very passionate about what we do, and we like to ensure that we share that sentiment with our staff. And essentially, they form part of our journey and our success.
All right. What role do you think Mubeens plays in the Pretoria food scene, and how can you contribute to the local community?
I do believe that Mubeens plays a pivotal role due to its diverse customer base in Pretoria. So we have customers from all over, not just Eastridge based. And although we do like to keep our charity work discreet, we do feed communities in Eastridge and beyond. We contribute towards things like all different charitable channels, Christmas hampers, Eat Meat contributions, and many other personal endeavors that's taken by the Shamsuddin family. So wherever we can extend our help.
Oh, that's nice. So looking back, what lessons or insights have you gained from the recent experiences, obviously referring to the fire and the robbery, and how will that shape your approach in the new store?
I think definitely continuous hard work, perseverance and diligence.
All right. So finally, the main question we all want to know. What are the timelines for the new store opening, and how can customers stay updated on the progress?
Okay, look, we are active on social media pages, which is Facebook, Instagram. And we have had built up our communications around the reopening. I know everybody is anxious to hear.
Correct.
Okay, let's set it out there that Mubeens Takeaways will be opening on the 25th of March.
All right.
Which is Tuesday, if I'm correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And it will be business as usual. Same times.
All right.
Which is the early bird, which my mom believes in.
All right.
So we will be opening up at 6. Friday, like it used to be. Times won't change. 5:30 on a Friday. Closing time during the week would be 5. Friday and Saturdays would be 8.
All right.
So there you guys have it. We're opening on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Just to add in, if you want that fat cooking mince to catch it, be that early bird
Tuesday. Thank you guys so much for pulling through and chatting to us. I'm pretty sure a lot of us are at ease, and we're really excited to be going on this journey with you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks to you. And to all the customers, all the listeners. Yeah, we really appreciate the support over the years, and we still do, and in future.
Correct. One last thing, is there anything else that you guys want to share? Because I'm thinking of a rumor. Apparently there might be a sit-in and a sit, like a sitting situation happening.
Look, we've never done the restaurant style.
Correct.
So we will probably, as time goes along, we would have benches outside or so, but that is clearly strictly takeaways. You can sit down, optional, it's your choice.
Okay.
but we still serve our normal takeaways.
All right.
Like we've done over the years. It's your choice, your option, to your choice to sit down if you want to eat. You're more than welcome.
Correct. No, thank you. Thank you, guys, and all the best.
Thank you so much for having us.
Puertis. We'll be in Tuesday. Signale da.
Follow us on our social media platform, X at Puert_FM, Facebook, Puert_FM88.2, Instagram at Puert_FM88.2, #Puert_FM, #YoGasi, your Starseed.